Welcome in. In this lesson, we're going to build a warehouse code style Amen break call and response riff in Ableton Live 12, and we're keeping it beginner friendly, but still very much in that dark, rolling drum and bass zone. The whole idea here is simple, but powerful. The drums make the first move, and the bass answers. That call and response feeling is a huge part of jungle and DNB energy. It gives the loop movement, tension, and that forward-pushing warehouse vibe without needing a million notes. We're going to stay mostly inside Ableton stock devices, which is great news if you're just getting started. You'll use things like drum rack, sampler, operator or wavetable, saturator, EQ8, auto filter, compressor, drum bus, utility, and a little reverb or delay where needed. So this is not just a sound design exercise. It's also arrangement thinking, groove thinking, and low-end control all in one. Let's start by setting up the project. Open a new Live 12 set and set the tempo to 172 BPM. That's a really solid middle ground for this kind of dark DNB / jungle influenced roller. If you want to go a touch faster later, you can, but 172 is a great place to begin. Create a few tracks, one for drums or amen, one for bass, one for sub, and one optional Atmos effects track. Keep it clean and simple. When you're learning, fewer tracks means quicker decisions and less clutter. On your master, put a utility if you want, and make sure you're not clipping. Keep some headroom. DNB drums can get loud fast, and if you start overloaded, everything else gets harder to balance later. Use the metronome while you're programming, then mute it when you're happy with the loop. Now let's get the Amen break in there. Drop an Amen break onto an audio track. Right-click it and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. For the slicing mode, Transient is usually the easiest beginner choice. If the break needs more manual correction, you can work with warp markers, but Transient keeps the workflow simple. Ableton will create a drum rack with the slices mapped across pads. Great. Now open the MIDI clip Ableton generates and start building a basic loop. Don't overchop it yet. That's a common beginner mistake. You do not need to turn the Amen into 100 tiny pieces right away. We want a few strong hits that still sound like the Amen, but arranged in a more controlled, modern way. A good first pattern is really basic. Kick on beat 1. Snare on beat 2. Maybe the ghost hit or tail slice just before or after that snare, and another snare or fill hit around beat 4. Think of this like making the break speak clearly. The groove should feel tight, but not overworked. If the break feels a little harsh or messy, add EQ8 to the break track, cut a little low rumble below around 30 to 40 Hz. If the snare is too sharp, take a little top end down around 7 to 10 Khz. Then add drum bus lightly if you want some extra weight and grit. Keep the drive modest, maybe somewhere around 5 to 15%, just enough to make it feel alive. Now we build the call. For the first half of the loop, let the drums be the main character. In your MIDI clip, make a two-bar idea that has a clear shape. Bar 1 can be tighter and more repetitive, and bar 2 can add a little fill or variation. Leave some breathing room. That space is important. In this style, silence is part of the groove. Try a pattern where the kick lands on 1, the snare lands on 2 and 4, and a couple of ghost notes lead into the snare. Then maybe add one extra fill at the end of bar 2. Nothing too fancy, just enough motion to keep the loop from feeling static. If the timing feels too rigid, use the groove pool. You can try a subtle MPC-style swing or an Amen-friendly groove, but keep it modest. We're not trying to turn it into a completely shuffled pattern. Even 10 to 30% groove can make a big difference. Another trick is to move one ghost note slightly late. That tiny push-pull is part of the jungle feel. If you want a bit of build energy, put an auto filter on the break and automate a gentle high-pass opening over 4 or 8 bars. Start around 120 Hz and open it toward 250 Hz. That gives you a nice sense of tension, especially if you're thinking ahead to an intro or transition. Now let's design the bass response. For beginners, wavetable or operator both work great. If you want a cleaner sub-style foundation, operator is excellent. If you want a little more character and bite, wavetable is a strong choice. Let's say we start with wavetable. Use a basic saw or square wave, keep the unison low, and keep the sound mostly mono. Put a low-pass filter on it, with a cutoff somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz as a starting point. You want the bass to be dark and controlled at first. Shape the envelope so the note has a quick attack and short decay. A good starting point is attack at 0 to 10 milliseconds, decay around 200 to 500 milliseconds, and release around 80 to 150 milliseconds. You want the notes to hit, speak, and get out of the way. This is not a huge sustaining EDM bass. It's a response phrase. Then add saturator and turn soft clip on. Use a little drive, maybe 3 to 8 dB, just enough to bring out harmonics and help the bass read on smaller speakers. After that, use EQ8 to clean up any mud if needed. Now write a simple response phrase. This is where the conversation starts. If the drums are speaking on the downbeat, let the bass answer on the offbeat. Try notes on 1.5, 2.5, or 3.5. Maybe hold one note a little longer than the others. Keep it short and punchy. This is the core idea. The drums ask a question, the bass answers it. That's what gives the riff its personality. Now we add a sub layer. This is really important in DNB. Don't try to make one bass patch do everything. Let the bass have character, and let a separate sub hold the foundation. Use operator or wave eatable on a new sub track, and make it a clean sine wave. Keep it mono. No unison, no widening, no fancy stereo tricks. Just a clean low end. Play the same notes as the bass response, but keep the MIDI simple and controlled. Use utility if you need to force mono or keep the width at zero. If the sub gets too bright from accidental harmonics, use EQ8 to clean it up. And if the low end is fighting the kick, a light sidechain compressor can help, but keep it subtle. As a rough guide, your sub fundamentals will often live somewhere around 40 to 60 Hz depending on the key. The exact note matters less than the clarity. Let it breathe. Don't cram too many notes into the sub part. Now we shape movement. This is where the riff starts feeling alive instead of looped. Put an auto filter on the bass and automate the cutoff. You can start one response phrase darker, and then open the next one a little more. For example, the first response might sit around 150 Hz, and the next response can open to 250 or even 400 Hz. That gives you a sense of escalation without changing the actual notes much. You can also automate the saturator drive so the bass gets a little more aggressive at the end of the phrase. A tiny bit of reverb or delay on one bass tail can work too, but keep it very subtle. In this style, too much space effects on bass can quickly muddy the low end. If the bass starts to feel wide or unfocused, use utility to bring it back to center. Low end clarity matters more than fake width. A lot more. A nice extra move is to assign an LFO in Waveeatable to the filter cutoff, and keep the depth very small. Just a gentle movement. We're talking subtle life, not wobble chaos. Now let's arrange the loop like a Riedel DNB section. Take your 4-bar idea and think in phrases. Bar 1 and 2 can be mostly the drum call, with the bass staying more restrained. Bar 3 can bring the bass reply in a little harder. Bar 4 can add a fill, a reverse hit, or an extra amen chop to lead back into the loop. Then duplicate that idea into an 8-bar phrase. On the end of bar 8, add a fill or filter sweep, so it feels like it wants to cycle back to bar 1. You can also mute one bass note or one drum slice for half a bar. That kind of tiny drop in energy makes the return hit harder. If you want some atmosphere, a very small snare throw with reverb at the end of bar 4 can sound great. A short, filtered delay on a tiny percussion hit can also work. And if you want a bit of drama, try a reverse cymbal or a noise swell into the bass answer. For a DJ-friendly structure, think intro and outro too. Start with drums and atmosphere only. Bring the bass in later, maybe after 8 or 16 bars. Then strip elements back out again so the track can mix cleanly. That's the mindset that makes these loops useful in a Riedel set, not just interesting in isolation. A few quick mistakes to avoid. First, don't make the bass too busy. In this style, less is often more. Let the break and the bass alternate instead of both trying to dominate all the time. Second, don't widen the low end. Keep the sub mono. Stereo tricks down there usually cause more problems than they solve. Third, don't overdo distortion. A little saturator or drum bus can sound amazing, but too much and the low end turns into mush. Fourth, don't leave the amen break unshaped. Clean up the rumble, control the harsh hats, and make sure the snare cuts through. And fifth, don't forget space. If there's no gap between the call and the response, the groove loses impact. Even a tiny pause can make the next hit feel huge. A few pro tips while you're working. Think in layers of energy, not just notes. One element can speak while another holds back. That's what creates tension. Prioritize timing over complexity. A simple bass reply placed a few ticks late can feel better than a busy pattern that lands too perfectly. Keep your MIDI clips short and editable. DNB evolves through mutation, duplication, and resampling. Use the mute tool like an arrangement tool. Dropping a drum slice or a bass note for a half bar can make the next hit feel much bigger. Check the loop in mono early. If the low end disappears or gets cloudy, fix it now, not after you've added more layers. And listen quietly sometimes. If the call and response still reads at low volume, your core idea is strong. Here's a quick practice challenge you can do right away. Set a timer for 15 minutes. Load an amen break and make a 2-bar chop using just 4 to 6 slices. Create a bass response with wavitable or operator using only 2 or 3 notes. Add a clean sub layer that follows those notes. Put saturator on the bass and push it just enough to hear harmonics. Add one automation move, like filter opening, drive increase, or a tiny reverb throw. Then arrange it into 8 bars with a small fill at the end. Your goal is not to finish a full track. Your goal is to make the drums and bass feel like they're talking to each other. So remember the main takeaway from this lesson. Amen break calls, bass answers. Keep the drums and bass in conversation. Keep the sub clean and mono. Shape the amen with simple chops and groove. Use small automation moves for tension. And arrange in short phrases so the loop feels like a Riddle DNB section. If you can make a 4-bar loop feel exciting, you're already thinking like a proper drum and bass producer. Now go build that riff.